weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Praise the Lord. Let's walk as we are in this wonderful part in God's earth. And it's a pleasure again to check in with y'all. And it's always lovely. So the Lord had put something on my heart to share with you now. And that first is this. The first is that scripture of the joy. The joy comes in the morning. Either yourself be encouraged by this, or either you will encourage somebody else with this. But it is written, and as it is written, it will come to pass, and joy cometh in the morning. And I say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord declare. We have been given this blessing of decree a thing or two, and it shall come to pass. It has to be in God's will, in God's, in line with God's will, in line with God's holiness and His word. But the other day we talked about, you want to go back and go back to the other messages. Sometimes you don't have because you don't ask. That's what the Bible says. The Lord tells us and teaches us in the Word of God that we have not because we ask not. And we want to make sure we ask. Amen. We want to make sure we decree a thing or two and it shall come to pass. And when we hear, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, we are declaring the blessing of the Lord. And the it's important to express. So whomsoever you can encourage, who may be going through something, just tell them, look, joy will come in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but in the morning things will be new. As the Lord liveth, praise God. As the Lord liveth, the high priest came to Jesus and said, art thou the Christ? Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see me sit on the right hand of power and come in the clouds of heaven. Now, profound, very profound, important to know, is that Jesus was asked this another time. And he said, before, and this is important to understand, having water on the background like that is just so relaxing. But this is a very profound, profound thing the Lord said. Before Abraham was, I am. Imagine that. Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the Blessed, says, before Abraham was, I am. And what did God say to Moses when Moses says, who shall I say you are? When I stand in front of Pharaoh and confront him, as you have commanded me to go. And the Lord told, this is the Lord, so the Lord told Moses, tell him I am that I am. when the Lord Jesus, who has also very beautiful seven I am statements in the New Testament, and now Jesus is saying, before Abraham was, I am. See, the Bible also teaches us that the Lord Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. Praise God. And I'm trying to tell people that Jesus had become, and I often, you know, you teach and explain things, because Jesus was, and Jesus already was, I am. He was and is to be. He is forever lasting. He is the everlasting God. This is where it gets interesting. And feel free to share it and like it, because it helps a lot. It boosts the video. It's not because I need likes. But I would like the video to be boosted through the algorithm of Facebook so that it reaches many, 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 many people. So if you are, just quickly like it and share it. Feel free to comment if you like. But Jesus, the Son of God, the Almighty God, was already and was before the foundation of the earth. And I can point you to Genesis, one of those amazing important books. But Genesis talks about that wonderful firmament above us. Genesis, in Genesis, it is written actually by Moses. Let us, God said, let us create man in our image. Yeah. So we have the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Right there. Let us, that's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, make man in our plural image. So Jesus was already there. Praise God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternal. They're everlasting. And when the man-child Jesus Christ had to become like us, he had to become fully human like us. He already was. And he had to come to us, and he had to become like us to be fully human in order to take the punishment of sin upon himself, right? Because God is love, and God loves you and me. God loves us very, very much. And God sent his only begotten Son and Jesus had to therefore be born the human and become like us. And that's when this miraculous conception occurred with the Virgin Mary, right? As she was chosen to bring forth the Lord Jesus in the flesh, right? In the flesh. But he was already in the Spirit, just like the Father and the Holy Ghost. So, because to take the penalty of sin, because God is holy and God is just, so a just God has to judge sin, right? But because he loves us, he therefore chose to put that judgment, which is death, upon his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he had to die on the cross. He became the final sacrifice, the final once and for all Passover lamb sacrifice. And that's why when John the Baptist saw the Lord Jesus afar off, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." John the Baptist, the prophet, knew that Jesus was the Lamb of God. And the Lamb, the Passover Lamb, that was to be the final Passover sacrifice. And that was the Lord Jesus himself on the cross, to take that punishment, the death penalty, to take the death penalty of sin upon himself, because God loves us, so that we can have life everlasting, so that we will not see death. Death is just a, death is not the end of it. Death is an angel, the angel of death. It's this, also in the book of Genesis. And the angel of death passed over when he saw the blood, when the Israelites, when God's wrath rather came on the Egyptians, because Pharaoh wouldn't want to budge. And then the final plague, if you remember, was that they would lose the firstborns, and even Pharaoh himself. And then to the Israelites, the Lord said to put the blood of the lamb, and you see the connection now, on their doorposts in the sign of a cross. They put it like that, like that, so like that, and then like that, so that they symbolize the cross. They placed the lamb's blood on their doors, and death would pass over. And if we are accepting and receiving this free gift and appreciating the Lord's free gift of salvation, then we are also covered with his blood, because the blood of Jesus washes away sins. And you have to ask for forgiveness and he'll forgive you. And then turn away. Repent means to turn away, to turn from sin to following the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when death sees the blood of Jesus over the saved believer, it passes over. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And share this, because this is what people need to hear. Sometimes they need to hear it from a different angle. Sometimes they need to understand that when Isaac, also in the book of Genesis, we talked about, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And but he had to come to us and become like us. And that's why that crucifixion was so, it was so horrendously horrible. It was, and the beating, and it was horrendous. Horrendous. And it was on the cross from the sixth till the ninth hour. But maybe I quickly share with you, because this could encourage you again, or especially if you share this, because God is love. And I have to keep saying that, because I don't want anybody to feel condemned, because God is reaching out to you. He said, John 3:16 is the famous verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shouldn't see death." Whosoever believeth on him shouldn't see death, but have everlasting life. It starts with hearing it. How can you believe unless you hear the word declares in Romans? And now in Genesis, And I will soon be finished because I don't want to be too long. I want to overdo these exhortations of encouragement as much as I don't want to, you know, take too much of your time. Well, because I appreciate the time that you take to hear and learn. But when Abraham finally had his son, Isaac, and he had it all ready, and he was about to sacrifice on the altar. He had the blade ready. He had everything ready, and he obeyed God. And Abraham thought. But this is actually very important. Let me just take 2 more minutes of your time, if I may, and continue to like, because it does help. If there's no action on these things, they just don't get boosted, they don't get seen, they don't get pushed to people that want to see them because they follow the site, they follow the page, right? So there is little Isaac, and they're going to do the sacrifice. So little Isaac says to his father Abraham, he said, where is the lamb? It was actually, where is the animal? Where is the goat? You know, and then very prophetically, Abraham, a friend of God, Abraham said, "The Lord will provide." And in Hebrew, that is written also in the English Bible, as in the Hebrew language, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, right? That means the Lord provides. And he said, the Lord will provide. And lo and behold, Isaac gets put on the altar. And as Abraham lifts the blade, the angel of the Lord shouts and stops Abraham. And you know why? Because God never allow anybody to do that. God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit would never allow anybody to do that. And he said, and there appeared a goat, and then they sacrificed the goat, and God didn't allow it because God, only God the Father, was to sacrifice his only son. This was prophetic. Hence Abraham prophetically said, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. And the Lord provided. And thousands of years later, that is when the Father sacrificed his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And he rose on the third day because he is risen. It is well. It is well with your soul because he is risen. It is well with your soul. Because Jesus said, I am the Son of the Blessed. I am the Christ. And you will see me seated on the right hand of power and come in clouds of glory. So be encouraged. Keep the faith. And give it a thumbs up because it is appreciated by me, especially because more people get to see this. And I'll cover many different things on these daily live casts, broadcasts on here on Facebook. So the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, and stay blessed. Bye, y'all. Signing off.